Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 29. Amen. For our God is a consuming fire. Amen. Put your Bibles down and let's pray and ask the Lord to help us here this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God today. I ask you, Lord, to move in this house this morning. Speak to every heart. Let everything be done to edify, to build up, and to strengthen. Help us this morning. We lean on you. We put our trust and our hope in your word this morning. Speak to each and every one of our hearts today and help us, Lord. Amen. Let's give him a hand clap of praise this morning. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you this morning. You can be seated today. Amen. For our God is a consuming fire. That's what I want to talk about here a little bit here this morning. And I've got my trusty reader here today. And if I'm not anointed, I know he'll be anointed. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Good to be here this morning.
Amen.
When we talk about fires here today, there are fires, and then there are fires. Amen.
All right.
And a fire is something that happens when two elements, usually oxygen and another source, are combined in a very hot environment. Amen. And then a fire breaks out. And we understand that this morning. I'm not telling you anything you don't know already. But as long as this environment, the two things, oxygen and whatever else it is, as long as this environment stays intact, the fire will continue to burn without stopping. Amen. And we understand that as well. Once the environment changes and one or both of the elements are gone, the fire goes out.
Sure.
Amen. And we understand that about forest fires. As soon as all the wood is gone, the fire goes out.
Yeah.
I think there's a scripture that says something about that.
Yes.
Amen. That where there is contention, where there is no wood, the fire goes out. And if there's no contention and all of that, the strife ceases. Amen. So if there's strife, amen, then there's wood that's being thrown on the fire. And I certainly don't want to throw any wood on the fire. Amen. Our world is on fire today. Praise God. We need to have peace in the house of God. We need to have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We need to have a move of God. Well, praise the Lord. We really do. We need to be faithful. We need to be honest. We need to be true. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning. Amen. And so it is said that our sun is a ball of fire. And they say that it's burned for a long time, and it's supposed to burn for a few more billion years. If you'll do a little bit of study into our star, which we call the sun, amen, it's pretty impressive. But it's not a fire that is wood or anything else, but it's a nuclear fire. And millions of degrees of temperature and nuclear explosions. You can go to one of the NASA websites and you can see the actual real-time pictures of how the sun is boiling, and you can see that boiling going on. Those are nuclear explosions that are taking place inside the sun itself. Amen. And then every now and then there will be fire that leaps up and it comes back down. And there was one time that I saw that there were tornadoes on the face of the sun, and it was the fire that was swirling and there were three of them, and I forget how many hundred or how many thousand earths could be fit into one of those tornadoes that was on the face of the sun. Amen. But God knew what he was doing when he made our sun. Amen. Our sun is one of the smallest stars in the universe. There are some that are so big that 1,000 or more of our suns would fit in that star. Amen. We really can't comprehend the magnitude and the power of God that he put into motion, amen, when he created all things. We serve a great God this morning. Amen. He is awesome, and there is none like unto him. Amen. The only thing that we could rival with our sun would be a nuclear generator. Amen. We have one of those here in Kansas. And a lot of our electricity comes from the Wolf Creek power station, which is nuclear. Amen. When I lived in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and we were starting a church there, there was the Plymouth nuclear reactor, and you could go to it, and there was water from the ocean. The Pacific or the Atlantic Ocean there is very cold, and they had water that they pumped into this nuclear reactor to keep it cool so it didn't explode, and all that fire and all that, you know, would come out. And there's a river that flows out of that nuclear reactor. The water going in is a certain temperature. The water coming out is like 30 or 40 degrees warmer than the water that comes in. And I forget how many thousands, tens of thousands of gallons of water was coming out of that reactor every minute. Amen. And it was used to cool that thing down. That's the power of the fire. Amen. A nuclear fire. They said that the nuclear bombs they dropped on Japan, there was a certain spot when that explosion took place that it was actually hotter than the face of the sun. Amen. And it destroyed those things. Amen. But I want you to know this morning that fires will go out. Amen. Campfires are going to go out because of the fuel. Amen. Matches are going to go out. Propane torches are going to go out. Barbecue grills are going to go out. Except Brother Troy's barbecue grill. Amen. And smokers, amen. Your car is going to stop running at some point in time if you don't put fuel into it. And stars are going to stop, amen. And all of that's going to take place because God gave us fire, amen. God put this fire in the universe. And even the very elements are going to be tried by fire because it is so powerful, and it is able to cleanse, and it is able to separate from the good and the bad. Amen. I'm going to explain that. Fire has been used to try the elements of their quality. In the smelting process, I did a little bit of research into that. But in the smelting process of purifying gold, the element must be heated to at least 1,060 degrees in order to melt, which is not really that high, but the hotter the fire, the more impure elements will oxidize.
All right.
And they'll be scooped off of the top of the precious metal. So the hotter the flame, the purer the gold, because it will oxidize the elements that are not as important, amen, and valuable. And the hotter the fire, the more pure the gold, amen. And gold cannot be, it is not subjected to what's the word that I wanted to use there? Oxidized, amen. Gold will not be oxidized when you turn the heat up. When you turn the heat up on gold, it does not burn away like a log would burn away with fire. Amen. It just gets purer and purer and purer. Amen. It gets more valuable, more valuable, more valuable as the heat is turned up and the heat is left there longer and longer. Amen. And the scripture says, "Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you." Praise God.
Yes.
You know what? We're living in an imperfect world today. Well, praise God. If you're looking for a perfect family, you're gonna look the rest of your life. Mine included. Praise God. If you're looking for a perfect job, amen, you're just going to be wandering from job to job. If you're looking for a perfect wife, amen, or a perfect husband, praise God. You're not going to find them because we're flesh. Amen. Well, I felt a little something there. Amen. But I want you to know that think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But the Bible says rejoice. Amen. Rejoice in the fiery trial, not just a little trial. It's not a flat tire on Monday morning. Amen. That's not a fiery trial. I'm talking about a trial that is fiery, a nuclear trial. Amen. And what we need to do this morning is to understand that God made fire, and it's for our benefit. Amen. And I want to take advantage of that fire that God created, because God is a consuming fire. Amen. And what He consumes is not us. He consumes the bad things that are in us that need to come out of us. Praise God. And there's only one way that He can get it out of us, and that is to turn up the fire. Amen. Turn up the heat, and then you can really see what is inside of that element. Amen. And the only way that God can know that we are that we fear Him is He will say, "Take your son, your only son, and offer him as a sacrifice on one of the mountains that I will tell you of." Well, praise God. And when it's all said and done, He's going to say, "Now I know that you fear me." Praise God. Now I know that there are no bad elements that are going to come out of you, but you have been purified by the consuming fire. Praise God. Now, I know this is probably not a shouting message here this morning, but all of us are going to walk down this road. Amen. All of us are going to travel down this road, and I pray that you'll remember a little bit of this message this morning and understand that God does not want to destroy you with the trial. Amen. But God wants to make you better through the trial. Well, praise God. Amen. 2 Peter 3 and verse 10. Read for us here this morning, brother.
"But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up."
Well, praise God. That's a scripture right there we need to hold on to here this morning. The elements are going to melt with a fervent heat. That means very, very hot. Amen. It's not your campfire heat. Amen. It's not the heat that comes out of your furnace at the house. Amen. But a fervent heat. where the elements will melt with that fervent heat. They will be oxidized. Amen. I don't know exactly what that's going to entail there. It kind of, I've always thought that it might be a nuclear explosion of some sort. But be that as it may, this morning, the Bible says it's going to be a fervent heat. And so, because it's a fervent heat, anything that I make in my life out of wood is going to be burned up. Any paper that I call money is going to be burned up. Every bank is going to melt and be burned up. Amen. Every computer system is going to, it's going to go by the wayside, and it's going to be burned up. Praise God. That's what the scripture's saying here this morning. The earth and all the works that are therein shall be burned up. Amen. And so when we look at it here this morning, we really don't have any other option other than to be burned up with the fire, or let God consume us before that fire comes. Amen. To live for God and to do the will of God. You want to live for God this morning? Amen. I know you do, because you're here today. Praise God. But I want to tell somebody this morning that if you're going to live for God and you're going to make it all the way, you've got to understand the trials and all of those things that come in life, that God will use those trials to make you a better person. Praise God. But you have to let him do that. Amen. You can't just go on the sidelines, pick my spot on the pew. Amen. And as I've said before, just park your carcass on a pew somewhere. Amen. That's not living for God. That's a part of living for God. But if you're going to make it all the way, you've got to understand fiery trials. Because our God is a consuming fire. Amen. He is a consuming fire this morning. Amen. 1 Corinthians 3 and 13, it says, every man's work. Somebody said, every man's. Somebody said, that means me. Amen. Every man's, every woman's work shall be made manifest. Amen. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. And you can read on there, and if it's built on hay or stubble, amen. I think of the little story of the three little pigs, amen. And one of them built his house out of sticks, and another one built his house out of straw, amen. All you got to do is put a match to that. Just a little bitty flame and it's going to burn up. Amen. And the wolf's going to come in and eat you up. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And it's for some folks, all it takes is a match. Amen. To set off a fire in their hearts. Amen. And it doesn't take very much. You don't have to have a giant blowtorch to get the fire going. Amen. But our God is a consuming fire.
Yes, he is.
And he wants to try every man's work of what sort it is. If it's all about money, then it's going to be burned up.
Sure.
Amen. If it's all about relationships, then it's going to be burned up.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
If it's all about this, that, or the other, you can plug your life into this morning, but it's the very reason that we've got to put our entire life into the work of God, amen, because there is a fire that cannot be put out. You're not going to escape trials and tribulations. You're not going to escape the fires of life, amen. You've got to stand up, as somebody said one time, and have a backbone like a saw log. Amen. And live for God and do the will of God in your life. Come what may, I'm going to live for God. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And what you do for God, no matter how small, amen, every prayer that you've prayed, every prayer that you're praying right now, amen, every time you come to the house of God, every time you give a cup of water, Jesus said, it's not going to be forgotten, amen. That becomes your works, amen, your good works, as Jesus said, amen. And your prayers will never spiritually oxidize. Amen. They're not going to be burned up. Amen. Doesn't matter how hot the fire gets and everything around you is destroyed. Amen. There's not going to be any spiritual oxidization. Amen. That will burn up your prayers and they will become nothing. It will not happen. Amen. I'm glad for the opportunity to pray. Because my prayers go up before the throne of God.
Yes.
Why, even an unsaved unsaved man, Cornelius, amen, God said, your prayers have come up as a memorial before God. Amen. How much more the Holy Ghost-filled apostolic Christian?
Amen.
Amen. I don't want my accusations to go up before the throne of God. Amen. I don't want the times that I've said about Brother Chuck, amen, and run him down. Praise the Lord. It's not going to last, Brother Chuck. Amen. But I've never done that. I just want you to know that this morning. Misunderstand the message here today. Praise the Lord. I love Chuck and Dee this morning.
Amen.
We're so glad that you folks are here. Amen. Praise God. We really are. Amen. Amen. And Sister Dee's got a book full of questions. Amen. Actually, there's more than one book. Amen. And God's going to answer all those questions in His time. Amen. Just don't ever get offended, amen, by this, that, or the other. Praise God. Got to live for God. We got to stand for God.
Amen.
And I want you to know this morning, we have a good church.
Yes, we do.
Well, praise the Lord. I look over this congregation here this morning, and you are good people. Praise God. And you love the work of God. Amen. And you want to do the best that you can. But it is the fire of God that comes along and tries to get your eyes off of the work of God and onto other things. Amen. But I don't want to get my eyes off the work of God.
Amen.
Off of my walk with God. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. He wants to burn away any sin, amen, that is in your heart this morning. If there's sin in your life this morning, God is a consuming fire. He wants to burn that up. Those sins are going to oxidize. Amen. They're going to be burned up. But your prayers will never be burned up. Amen. Your faithful attendance to the house of God will never be burned up. Amen. And some of you are just getting started, and some of us have been around for a little while. Amen. In 2024, actually that's where we're at right now, it's been 50 years this year in the month of May, that I received the Holy Ghost. Amen. And baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to tell you from experience here this morning, you can make it. If you'll just look around, you'll see those that have fallen by the way. But I want to tell you, you can make it. Amen. You can live for God and make it all the way. Amen. But you have to yield to the consuming fire of God in your life. And when God consumes things out of your life, That means sometimes that He is going to say no.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Right. Yes, sir.
I can't always have what I want.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In fact, I've said it over the years. to the degree that you can say no to yourself will be the degree that you can be blessed.
All right.
Well, praise the Lord. And my old pastor, he's gone on to be with the Lord. He said, and I believe this, he said the highest form of worship in your life, the highest form of praise is the life that you live. Praise God. That's the highest form of worship. It's not running and jumping, and we love that, and we're going to continue that. Amen. It's not even speaking in tongues. Amen. But it's the fruit that God wants to put into your life. Somebody said amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to work our way through this here this morning, but I felt this for several weeks. Amen. And the Lord just opened the door here this morning. You know, when the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai, the top of the mountain exploded with fire. And it was a fire that was so hot that the children of Israel didn't want to get close to it. They were afraid that they would vaporize. Amen. They knew what fire could do to them. And they feared that their bodies would be turned to ashes. And what this was, this Mount Sinai experience, amen, what it was the beginning of the dispensation of law. Amen. It was the beginning of this dispensation of law. And what a fire it was. I've seen pictures of where they think that it was. And in its wake, when it was all said and done and the Lord lifted off of that mountain, even today, the top of that mountain is black. Amen. And the rocks are like oxidized, and you can just crumble those rocks on top of that mountain. Amen. That's what God wants to do to the sin in our lives. And he wants to bring the law. Amen. Pastor was talking about the law here not long ago. Amen. And, you know, there is the law that was given that was a ceremonial law. Bringing a lamb and offering it as a sacrifice and all the different things that they had to do. Those were the ceremonial laws. But there's another law that's a higher law, and it's the moral laws of God. That's why it's still wrong to commit adultery. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
It's still wrong to commit fornication.
Amen.
Amen. It's still wrong to steal and to kill and all of the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Amen. Now, God won't judge you if you don't obey the 11th commandment. Amen. But I'll tell you, it's a blessing if you obey the 11th commandment. And that simply is, thou shalt take a nap on Sunday afternoon. Well, praise God. Go ahead and burn yourself up. I'm going to take a nap. Amen. One of the old presidents, George Bush, not the dad, but the son, he would take a nap every day. And I thought, if it's good for him, it's good for me. Praise the Lord. So I just make that a little law in my life. Praise God. And this law was complicated and it was tedious. And nobody was able to keep it. Amen. No one could be pure spiritually by tables of stone. Amen. Cold stones. There was no way that they could do it. Amen. And so he gave them the law on Mount Sinai and gave them hope through the prophet that spoke of another day in which the laws would be written on men's hearts. That it wouldn't be written on tables of stone anymore, amen, but it would be written on the tables of your heart. Meaning, I don't have to do this law, I want to do this law.
Yes.
And in reality, there is the law, the written law. Amen. Pastor talked about that, about marriage. Amen. When you got married, those of you that are married here this morning, in your marital contract, amen, so to speak, doesn't say you have to wash his dirty laundry. Amen. Well, praise God. Some of you ladies ought to shout hallelujah. It doesn't say in there that you have to cook his food. Amen. But you know, the law of love supersedes the written law. It goes higher. Amen. And it's not because somebody's telling you you have to do it. Amen. It's because you want to do it. And you say, well, how can I get to that place where I want to do the laws of God? I'll tell you how. Get close enough to God that the fire will consume those attitudes out of your life. And before you know it, you're going to be running the aisles. You're going to be shouting the victory. Praise God. You're going to be happy. Amen. And you're going to want to come to the house of God. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. And when the fullness of time came, let's read Jeremiah 31 and verse 31 through 33.
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Well, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It didn't happen at Mount Sinai, but he said there's going to come a day when I will make a new covenant. Amen. You can look in your Bible and in the Old Testament. Amen. The word testament means covenant. Amen. It was the old covenant that God made with man. But then you go a little bit further and you'll find that it says the New Testament. Amen. And that simply means the new covenant that God has made with us through Israel. Praise God.
Yes.
And another day that they celebrated was the day of Pentecost. Amen. And as far as I can see, and I may be wrong about this, but I don't believe I am, that the day of Pentecost was a celebration of the giving of the law. Amen. In the Old Testament, when the law was given, there were those that didn't do things exactly right, and there were about 3,000 people that died around that experience of Mount Sinai. About 3,000 died. But in the book of Acts chapter 2 and the day of Pentecost, chapter 2 and verse 1, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Everybody said heaven.
Heaven.
Amen. It's coming down from above, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, praise God, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Praise God. Anybody here this morning receive that experience today? Praise God. It was the celebration of the giving of the law, amen, where the law was not given to them on tables of stone, but it was given to them on the tables of their heart. Amen. So in other words, if we'll just stay full of the Holy Ghost, amen, God will show us personally the law. Amen. What's right and what isn't right.
Yes.
Amen. We can understand that through the Word of God, through the Bible. Amen. But we don't do those civil laws anymore. Amen. Thank God we don't have to bring a bull to the house of God and kill it right here and burn it and the smells and the flies and all of that that goes on. Amen. But we're here today to offer a sacrifice of praise. A sacrifice of praise to our God. Amen. Am I making sense here this morning? I hope I am. Praise God. Because there was a fire kindled on the day of Pentecost that's never going to be put out. Praise God. It's for you. It's for your children. It's for them that are afar off. Even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Praise God. It's not going to be put out. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, John the Baptist said he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with
fire.
Praise God. We have a baptism of fire here this morning, and it's going to take you through tests and trials in your life, I guess. Praise God.
Amen.
And it's a fire that consumes. Amen. It will consume the bad and leave the good. Amen. Leviticus 6:13 says, the fire, this is speaking about one of the altars, the fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Amen. Also, it is the same with the altar of incense. The fire is to be continually burning day and night. Amen. We're not going to get any break in the matter here this morning. Amen. It's going to be through your entire life. Amen. Abraham was 90-something years old, and God sent the fire into his life to purify him and to see what he was really made of. Amen. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 7, and of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Praise God. I thank God for the ministry here this morning. Amen. I thank God for truth this morning. Amen. I thank God for the fire. Praise God. A fire that will consume the bad and leave the good. Amen. And God wants to put a fire in his church again and again and again. Amen. We go through situations kind of like the stock market sometimes, but we are pressing onward and upward. Amen. We're not going down. Amen. But we're praying through again. Praise God. You say, well, how many times do I have to pray through? Probably a lot. Amen. Praise God. Probably a lot. Amen. Because we're just made out of this old rotten flesh. Amen. There is no good thing in us. What did Paul say? There's no good thing in my flesh. Amen. But we do have something good inside of us. It's the treasure, amen, hidden in an earthly vessel. Praise God. We've got the Word of God this morning. I remember when the Lord revealed the oneness of God to me. Amen. I was just a Catholic boy. I didn't know anything about God. But when the Scriptures were revealed to me, I got so excited. Amen. And I'm still excited today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Do you know what that means this morning? The great God of heaven came down and robed himself in humanity, praise God, and died on the cross. Amen. We heard it sung about here this morning. Praise God. I don't know if it's awesome to you or not, but it's awesome to me. I get teared up when I begin to think of Calvary. Amen. Begin to think of the price that he paid. Amen. He was literally put on the altar and burned up. Amen. Why? So that I don't have to face an eternal fire. Well, praise God. But if we're not careful, we're going to face an eternal fire. And I don't want to go down that road. Amen. I want to keep the fire burning. Praise God. And let the trials come. Amen. On the other side, I'm going to be a better person. Praise God. Titus 3 and verse 5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When was the last time you spoke in tongues? When was the last time? If we want to renew the Holy Ghost, we're going to have to manifest the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. When you received the Holy Ghost and spoke with other tongues, that was the initial evidence that the Holy Ghost had come into your life.
Yes.
Amen. But that's not the evidence anymore. We speak in tongues. Paul said, I speak in tongues more than you all. But there is something that God wants to work into our lives. And that is the fruit of the Spirit. I know, you can get tight on me. That's all right. Pastor will straighten everything out when I get done here this morning. Praise God. But the fruit of the Spirit, what's the first fruit of the Spirit? Love. How do we know we have love? Well, I know that I have love. This is for the guys on the front row. I know that I have love because she's so beautiful. I'm falling in love. And that's a great thing. Amen. The Bible says if you find a wife, you've found a good thing. Amen. And that's good. But there are other things more than beauty. I got to be careful here this morning. I got to be real careful. Should I say it? It's scriptural. Praise the Lord. And I'm not picking on the women here this morning. But every time I talk about the women from the pulpit, it gets tight. Every single time. But the Bible says a woman without discretion is the same as a hog with a gold ring in its nose. You don't want to marry a hog. Even if she's got a gold ring in her nose. Oh, it's so beautiful. Praise the Lord. I'm walking right into the fire here this morning. Can I give you a little bit of counsel, young men? That gold ring is going to fall out someday. Praise the Lord. Beauty doesn't last forever. Praise God. I look in the mirror and I say, is that really me? Praise the Lord. You get older, you get more and more ugly. Amen. I got to stop. Praise the Lord. Amen. The renewing of the Holy Ghost. So, how do we know that we have love? I think the only way that we know that we have love is that we're around people that are unlovable. Praise God. Joy. How do we know that we have joy? Well, I've got joy because my bank account's full. No, that's not joy. That's not joy. How do we know that we have joy? If we're going through a trial that tries to steal our joy and we're joyful anyway, that's how we know that we have joy. And how can we do that? It's through the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Used to work for the Lord in Boston, and we had some Jamaicans that came to the church, and they would sing J-O-Y, joy. Don't let nobody steal your joy. J-O-Y, joy, joy in the Lord. And I always felt the Lord when they sang that song. Praise God. Well, praise the Lord. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Amen. How long have these lights been shining? Well, you know, they spend all this money on research and scientific studies and all of that. Billions of dollars. Amen. That was a Biden moment. Amen. Billions of dollars. And Pastor, we could tell them exactly when it took place. I know how old the stars are.
Yeah.
They're as old as God put them in there.
Yeah.
Well, praise God. Amen. It's the truth. You know how long they're going to burn? As long as God wants them to burn.
Yeah.
And when he's done, it's over. Praise God.
Right.
And the heavens shall roll up like a scroll, the Bible says. How can that happen? I don't know how it can happen. I don't know how it happened when God said, let there be stars, and there were stars.
Yes, sir.
Amen. God did it. Amen. And they've been shining since God put them there. Right. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 15. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 1 and verse 20. I'm going to get to you, Brother Micah. Amen. It talks about the candlesticks that was in the temple. And they are the seven churches. Amen. And the candlesticks, the light, are the pastors of the churches. Amen. Revelation 4 and verse 5. Out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Well, praise the Lord. God made fire, but he also made light. And we are the light of the world. That's what Jesus said. My, I feel the Lord here this morning. Amen. I feel him here this morning. Read for us 1 Peter chapter 6, chapter 1 and verse 6 and 7.
Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
Well, praise God. We could have just read that scripture and gone home. Amen. Because that covers it all right there. We greatly rejoice, though now for a season. Amen. Amen. You ever see one of those, what do they call that? Bass. You hang on the wall and it talks to you.
Billy Bass.
Billy Bass or Bob Bass or some bass.
Yeah.
Amen. And he sings a song. He sings a little song and says, somebody help me. All right, I'll find out and I'll get you later on that one. But he sings a song, oh, don't worry, be happy. Happy, 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 don't worry, be happy. And he's moving and all that sort of thing. Amen. Through manifold, the season, amen. Words that are in there that can help us. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars, which thou sawest in my right hand. And the right hand represents authority and power. And the seven golden candlesticks, the seven stars, are the angels. And that word angels there means messenger, amen, or the pastor or the ministry, amen. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. So without the preaching of the word of God among us, amen, preaching that sometimes sets a fire inside of us and oxidizes that which is not good, amen. If we don't have the preaching of the word of God, we're just going to be a candlestick without any fire on the top of it.
Amen.
Well, praise God. And when the lights go out, folks, there's not going to be any illumination or direction or anything. But I want the preaching of the word of God. I want to hear what God says. Amen. I want to know that it is the fire that's come down from heaven. Revelation chapter 3, verse 18. I'm going to finish here in just a moment here. Revelation 3 and verse 18, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Who was he talking to there? He was talking to Laodicea. Amen. They had everything they needed. When the great earthquake hit Italy, and Laodicea was completely destroyed, it was nothing but rubble and stone on the ground. Rome came along and said, "We will rebuild it for you." And Laodicea said, "We don't need your help. We'll rebuild it ourselves." Mm-hmm. That's how rich they were. They could handle any situation that came along. But I'll tell you what, God loves us enough that when situations come along and we can't do anything to stop it, amen, that we let God burn out attitudes, situations in our heart that shouldn't be there, amen. The Lord wants to put his fire in each of us here this morning. And if you're broken and bruised, well, let's read that last scripture, Isaiah 42 and verse 3, and I'll finish with that this morning.
A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth.
Well, praise God. You know what that means? And I was going to try to find some reeds, amen. I've got some pampas grass and there's reeds that grow up. Just imagine that in your mind this morning. The reed represents you and I. Praise the Lord. It's not squealing, Brother Greg. Thank the Lord. It represents you and I. A bruised reed. A reed that's almost ready to break off. But it's bruised. It's kind of bent over just a little bit. You know what the Lord wants to do? He wants to take that bruised reed, straighten it up, and wrap it with some whatever, and so that it'll stay there until it's healed up. It speaks of a trial. Speaks of that. And a smoking flax he shall not quench. Here's a piece of flax, and it's smoking. It's not on fire, but it's just smoking. It's going through a trial, going through a test, going through a situation in life that you can't do anything about, but it has to be God. You know what he does? He doesn't quench it. The word quench there means to put it out or to dip it into water. All right, that one's gone. You know what? The Lord cares about us. You know what he does with that smoking flax? You ever started a campfire?
Right.
I always enjoyed doing that. All it takes is a little bitty flame, but if you'll blow on it. Might be a Sunday night message just for you. Might be a Sunday morning message just for you. And then all of a sudden, poof, there's a little flame. And then you take another one, you put it on there, and you might have to blow on it a few more times. And then before you know it, you put sticks on there. And then before you know it, there's logs. Amen. You got this raging campfire. Praise God. That's what the Lord wants to do in somebody's life here this morning. He's just blowing upon your... Amen. Like the sweet influence of Pleiades. I'm not going to destroy it. I'm going to do everything I can to help it. Let's stand together this morning. I feel the Lord here in this place today. I thank you for indulging me here this morning. But you know where the Lord blows upon us to get that flame started again? He does it by the word over the pulpit. He does it in the altar. Amen. And I appreciate all of these young men and young people coming to the altar at the end of messages. You say, boy, they got real problems. They got to go and pray through every time they come to church. You know what? I don't have to. I get to.
Yes, right.
The altar is your friend. Right. It's the place. Sacrifices had to be made every day in the tabernacle. Praise God. Praise God. I've got to die daily. Amen. I've got to pray through daily. And it may not seem like a lot is happening, but there's a lot that's happening. Amen. Let's lift our hands right now and let's talk to the Lord. Praise God. God loves you, sir. God loves you, ma'am. God loves you, dad and mom. Wherever you're at in your life here this morning, God loves you. He loves your family. And he loves us enough to consume those bad things in our life. Things that we've said, things that we've done. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Come on, let's just reach out this morning. The Lord is touching hearts here this morning. Let him touch your life. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, we lean on you this morning. We trust in you this morning. I give you thanks for the word of God this morning. Help us to be true Christians, to love you, to love your church that you purchased with your blood, to love the preaching of the Word of God, to love our Bibles, the Word of God. Lord, that through trials and tribulations, we can make it. We can make it. We can be happy in every situation. Praise God. Oh, this is beautiful. Go ahead and let the Lord have His way this morning. Let God do a work in your heart this morning. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.